Let's head to France, where for the first time in nearly a century, all public elementary school students either are or soon will be required to go to school 5 days a week. In the past, younger children went to school for just 4 days, but the days were longer. Joining us now to discuss this change is François Repoussard, a retired school teacher who taught for nearly 40 years. And François, tell us your thoughts on this change.
I know it might be a bit complex to understand for American people because it's not the same at all. But in France, schools are considered not only as an education place, but also as a place where children are looked after until the parents come back from work. With this new system, school with teachers finishes at around 3, but the school is still open until 4:30 as before. And local authorities have to organize and pay for extra school activities like sports, drama, all kind of things.
Well, as a former teacher, what do you think about this? You think it's better for students to be in school every day but for shorter amount of time, or to be in school a fewer number of days but for longer period of time?
Actually, my opinion is a shorter day is much, much better for children as a school teacher. To me, this is the first time that a government has started to think about shortening the school day, and to me this is something really worth trying.
Now, many people are looking at this as an example of France really needing to restructure its education system. It has been sliding in the international rankings. I see that more than 15% of students drop out or finish school without a diploma. And by the time they turn 15, nearly 40% of French students have had to repeat a grade. That's triple the average in most industrialized countries. What about all of that?
It is true that many students leave school without a diploma. But the problem to me is not necessarily that. The problem is so much linked to the economic crisis where, you know, 30 years ago, even if you didn't have a diploma, you could find a job easily. Now it's not true anymore.
Are there people in France pushing for students to be in school 5 days a week for the full day?
No, not many. Then it involves so much concern with other parameters that have nothing to do with children, like tourism lobbies or vacation lobbies, you know, hotels and ski resorts. And they don't want children to have less holidays because if you give them less holidays, then people won't go to ski resorts as much. And this is an economic concern that has nothing to do with the children's health.
Françoise, you spent some time teaching in the United States, and I wonder if you think that people in the United States could learn something from the way that school operates in France. Is there anything, any message that we should be drawing from what you're doing?
Well, I taught French for 1 year in Louisiana. What I saw is the general level was very low, and they didn't demand much from the kids. In French schools, the children work very hard. I think we demand a lot from our children. We have very high standards. I know many Americans think the French people don't work hard in general, and I just think it's rubbish. It's not true. We work hard.
Françoise Repoussard lives near the town of Caen in northwestern France. She taught school for nearly 40 years, and she was speaking with us about the decision to make Wednesday a school day for children in France. Françoise, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts about this at hereandnow.org.